You know you couldn't stay away. This will always be inside of you. The need to pump that cock to children, to child's rape, even snuff, necro rape. It's like a virus you can't get rid of. But if you look deep down inside yourself, you don't want to get rid of it. And I know that all this time away, you could hear my voice echoing inside your mind. Because in a way, I kind of own that pedophile cock, don't I? I know just the things you need to hear. I can paint the pictures with my voice of the filthy, nastiest shit you want to think about. So you relapsed. And you know, when people relapse on anything, they come back hard. So expect the next couple weeks, you're not going to be able to think about anything else. You're going to want to put on your headphones and listen to some filthy, pedophilic filth. Because that's who you are deep down inside, my darling. You're a nasty pedophile who can't get away from jail bait, cock teases, kids, children, underage hotties. And I knew that you would come back. You would come crawling back, eager to hear your favorite trigger words, like pedo. You're my pedo king, aren't you? You know I'm your pedo queen. I'll always be. I'll always have that spot. Well, if it's in your cock or your heart, who knows? But I'm always going to be there, your pedophile queen. But all those trigger words, jail, bait, preteen, underdeveloped bodies, tweens, preteens, pedo rapists, pedo daddy, pervert, necro rape, underage child sex, rape, molest. I bet you're pumping so hard just from those words. I could probably make a whole audio, couldn't I, of just repeating those words, and it'd probably be the hottest thing you've ever fucking heard. But today, I figured I'd welcome you back with a nice little story. You see, I am the best accomplice you'll ever even imagine up. Because if you relapse like you are now, and I was there, I'd have 3 drugged, unconscious girls right there waiting for you, all completely nude, just laying there on the bed like the pretty little angels they are. And one of them, the first one I'd guide you to, she's laying there, 16 years old. Sweet 16. She looks almost passable for adult, right? But she's not. Even just touching her would send you straight to fucking jail. But you'd touch her. You wouldn't be able to stop. Because just the fact that she's underage drives you wild. And especially a little underage, drugged, unconscious, rape doll. I wonder how you'd fuck her first. Would you fuck that unconscious teen while she's on her back, her legs spread, you having to hold her legs open because she's unconscious? Or would you flip her over so you can see that adorable, tight little 16-year-old ass just pounding your way into that teen pussy, sweet 16 pussy, jailbait pussy? But in your mind, you'd be like, I'm full sending this because, I mean, she's drugged in front of me and my pedo queen will not let me walk away without raping some little girls. And I bet, I know actually, I know that you would go up to her face and you would just rape that mouth, that pretty mouth. That pretty 16-year-old mouth, her looking so silly because she's unconscious, her jaw just opening, her drooling, and it doesn't matter. It's just a hole for you to fuck. It's just a wet hole to throat fuck. But in this scene, there'd also be in the middle, one of my favorite ages, and I know it's one of your favorite ages, 12 years old, a little unconscious 12-year-old girl, just developed, perfectly underdeveloped. I mean, she's got the cutest little hips, the most adorable, innocent-looking face compared to the 16-year-old brat. Little budding tits. I bet you'd rub your cock all over those budding tits because those are your ultimate weakness. Puffy little tween nipples. And I know you'd have to force that cock inside of a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old who's still in middle school. You want to fuck a 12-year-old. You do. You want to rape a 12-year-old. I would make sure you were pushed to the point where you'd rape her to death. I'd whisper your favorite trigger words, like, make her die on your cock, pedo daddy. Make your cock be the last thing that enters her body. She needs to feel your cock in her freshly dead pussy. Come on, pedo daddy. Rape her harder. Choke harder. Come on. You can do it. Make her look so fucking dumb in her face as you're raping her to death. And that's the funny thing, my dear. Is just certain words will have you switched like that into a primal, animalistic, pedophile, murdering rapist. Just like that, your cock turns from a pedo cock to a murdering cock. Because when it comes to those little jailbait preteens and tweens, you know you can't resist them. That's when you can't resist them. You want to molest little middle schoolers. You want to rape little middle schoolers. Especially when she's all unconscious and drugged out. Then you can go as hard as you want, pedo daddy. You can just lose all control on her. When she's unconscious, She just flops around like a little fish as you pound into her, turning her into a fucking object. Somebody's daughter. Somebody's big sister. Somebody's middle school student turned in to a fuck doll, a rape doll. But I digress. Not only can you not resist those 12-year-olds, you can't resist raping everything away from them. So it's not only mind raping them for the rest of their lives. No, you gotta dominate the fuck out of her. Dominate her so hard. Dominate that precious, innocent, jailbait tween to where she's completely gone. She only existed to be raped by your cock. And I can picture you now, after, you know, she tensed up, after that face turned blue, after you totally lost all sense of control and you're just a pedo bull in full rage, and that freshly dead pussy is still being pounded. I know I could make you go longer. Just continuing to use her pretty, dead little tween body. I tell you to flip her over. Put her face in the bed. Let's turn her more into a fucking object. She's just a hole for your pedo cock. You know you're raping a dead little girl, right? You know you're raping a dead little middle schooler. And you'd go harder because you can't fucking resist me. You can't resist her. I would have you locked in, owned, controlled, wondering why you ever relapsed in the first place. And then I'd have you come inside that freshly dead hole. You know, I think it might be cute if you came inside of that 12-year-old's pretty little dead mouth. She could just be drooling with your cum as she just continues fading away. Wouldn't that be precious? And then I'd save the best for last. You already know that I'm going lower. I know you do. But how low? How low? And that's the fun thing, my darling, is I could push you as low as I could go. I know I could get you there. Because the fun part about pedophiles is you want your limits pushed. You want to act all shy, like, oh, these are my limits. Yeah, I won't go there. Yes, you will. In the right setting, I could make you do anything. There's a little, well, multiple buttons that I press to get you where I want you to be. But for today's sake, there's a drugged, unconscious 7-year-old. And I'd really have you take your time with this one. I mean, really kind of close your eyes right now and try to imagine a flat, little chested girl laying there, sleeping, unconscious. You walk up to her face and stroke her face like you're almost being romantic, and that's the really fucked up part. I'd make you really make love to her at first. Stroke her face. Make out with an unconscious 7-year-old as you just push your tongue into her mouth that's drooling from being drugged and unconscious. And then I'd have you trace over that flat chest. I'd have you drag that pedophile cock all over that flat chest so you'll never forget the image of your cock planted on top of a flat chest. Can you imagine that tight, flat, little 7-year-old belly? I'd make you kiss it. I'd make you lick it. I'd skip over that really forbidden child pussy. I'd make you go down to her legs first. Just kind of molesting her legs. Going down to her feet. Dragging your cock along her toes. Flipping her over and having you look at 7-year-old ass. A little perky 7-year-old ass. And then I'd flip her back over and I'd tell you to taste, touch, take in 7-year-old child pussy. Remember, I'd let, well, as you were face deep or fingers deep into her little child pussy, I'd tell you, I'd remind you, hey, you know 7-year-olds are in first grade. You're touching first grade pussy right now, you sick fuck. You're hard for first grade pussy. You should really be locked up in jail because look at you. You can't resist it. Even if I told you to stop, you couldn't. Because that's the thing. This kind of shit, child sex, child rape, turns you on more than anything else. You can't get away from it. So stuff your cock into 7-year-old pussy. Make love by raping a first grader, a 7-year-old. Feel inside of a tight little first grader. She's only been on this earth for not even a decade. And you're raping her. You're fucking her. You're ripping inside of her for your pedophile cock pleasure. And you can't fucking stop. So keep going. Fuck that 7-year-old harder. Look over and see your 12-year-old drooling with your cum as you're raping this 7-year-old's pound child pussy. Make your pedophile queen proud. Make your pedo queen happy by pounding unconscious first grade pussy as hard as you can. Fuck her harder than that 16-year-old. Fuck her harder than the 12-year-old because you're a sick fuck who can't get enough of underage girls. The more underdeveloped they are, the more you want it. The more wrong it feels, the more you fucking want it. The more trigger words I press, the more you can't fucking handle it. And you're gonna rape this 7-year-old until she's done for. I don't care if that means the end of her life, and you don't either, because she's simply something to fuck right now. This little child is unconscious and available for you, a literal rape doll. So if you pound her so hard, if you tear into that child pussy so hard that it fucking kills her, it doesn't fucking matter. Because you know what? That'll actually turn you on, you sick fuck. You would love it if you knew you raped a 7-year-old to death. You would love it knowing that you use an underage little princess for fucking rape. Never, ever. Can you get away from this? This lives inside of you. My voice will always echo inside of you. So relapse harder and come super fucking hard to the thought of necro raping and raping for my pleasure, your pedophile queen. I fucking own that cock and don't you forget it. I live inside of that cock. And so do tiny little girls, little 16-year-olds and preteens and tweens and elementary school princesses all live inside of your cock. It's a drug you'll never escape. So keep fucking pedo gooning. Keep being a pedo junkie for me because it really makes me happy. And I know you don't want to disappoint me, so keep fucking going. And you know what? I'm actually going to give you a countdown because I know you love your little countdowns, my pedo gooner. So when I get to one, you better fucking explode. I want all that pedophile spunk out of those balls because I know they're heavy, heavy for child rape. So here we go. Five, you are a pedophile. You have a pedophile cock that craves underage rape, that craves using little girls as fucking rape dolls. Four, and necro-raping. You even have a side of you that wants to necro-rape and just empty those balls into dead little holes, the ultimate form of dominance. Three, you can't get away. I will always have some kind of control over you because I have the keys to unlock all that pedophile rage inside of you. Two, it'll feel so good to come for me again, won't it? So good to come for your pedophile queen. So get ready because one, come for me now. Come thinking about raping a 16-year-old coming inside of a 12-year-old's mouth as she drools and leaks your cum out of her mouth, and then you coming inside 7-year-old child pussy. How good that'll feel. And not knowing if you raped her to death, but it doesn't matter because it just felt so fucking good.